Tav in the Nun Beis, second line, we're introduced the concept of Nitzuk Chibur, that normally Nitzuk is not considered connected, and therefore we don't say that the Tuma of the Mashka down below affects the Mashka up above in the Kli that you're pouring from. But there are certain scenarios where we say the concept of Nitzuk Chibur, that the pouring is connects them. Okay. So, Boyrum Barakoma. Yesh Nitzuk Lo'echlin. Ein Nitzuk Lo'echlin. So, what about when it comes to according to the Tanakhama of this Braisa, not like Beis Shammai, are there any scenarios where we are going to say Nitzuk Ba'echlin? Meaning, do we argue that the Dvash HaZifim and Tzapichis, which we said there is considered Nitzuk Chibur Mishum Deisbuhu Riri, the Chibur is because they have a connectivity, which means that, which pulls them back up towards the top. Okay. And therefore, in general, you don't have that. Honey, less the buhuriri. But then, mishum the smichim hu, hocha hasmichim. So, if you make a thick type of a food, so the thickness itself gives a certain body to it, and maybe that's what the chibur is. So it becomes one unit. So what's inside of the clear that you're pouring from, and what's in the air, due to the fact that it's all thick, is looked at as one unit. So the unit is touching the tuma, which is down below. So even though, when you pull the kli up and stop the pouring, none of the material moves back into the kli. But right now, in the state that it is, the thickness allows it to be considered one unit.
I'm not sure I'm understanding what type of ochlin we're talking about here. I mean, if we got, I don't know, pieces of chicken?
No, we're talking about something which is like a thick. Beis Shammai introduced the case of mikveh shel gris and mikveh shel pool. So I'm going to argue on those.
Right.
But something along those lines, a little bit thicker. Something which pours.
Honey.
Yeah. You look at the Tosis. You took the fat and you liquefied it a little bit. You rather say Oichlin Tameyim. So, Bonan can be boiled, can be, means you say, Mishim Dispuriri, Pirish Tavash, Zifim Matzik, his armor, Chom, and Dahavi, Kibir Mishim Dispuriri. Klemer Shehem sold him Lachareim, they pull backwards. Avogav the Pligi, a Mikosh of Greason. Tanakam argued on Mikosh of Greason. The Isuri, which also has Riri. That he holds that Mount the Riri is not significant. Mishami, sorry, the less high. That's chash of the chaber helyon the tacht. Besharach unless beriri at all. Or do you say the argument is because it's thick? And the oichlim are also thick. So Amarav Toshma. So Chelev Hameis. shu sholim. You took the caliph from the person who died. And not the person should do this, but if one did do that, and he heats it up. So the law is it's still tame. However, hoyim afurid, if it was individual pieces and each piece wasn't the shear of a kazayas, he tichay, and now he liquefies it. So even though now it becomes combined together, it has a shear of a kazayas. So the law is tor. We don't say that it combines to become a kazayas. So zot the Gemara. So the first din of Caleb Hamesh Shu Sholem V'Tichoy is Tomei. How does that work? If once it liquefies, it's not going to look at it as one unit. So where's the Kazayas? So if he's that in the Loichlim Sholem V'Tichoy Namili Tor.
You have to look down.
Right? I didn't
even
it's not a which is not the Ravina of Ravina Ravashi, because it was there, it was earlier. Targimla, we explain that the scenario that we're talking about is Hakam Maskinan going to Bahari the Marsikli as he's melting it. Solik Amuda Denura Lapume Demona. So a flame went up near the top of the container, the opening of the container. Vikarash. And it's solidified that piece. And therefore, the Isei Kula Gabi Hadari, you don't have to come on to Nitzah connecting it, it physically it's connected.
Okay. What is connected?
The Schumann over here, even after he liquefied it, it congealed. So. I'm not sure I understand the Metzias physically exactly what's happening. No. I'm sure that I do not understand the Metzias physically exactly what's happening. But the point of the Mora is you're not relying on Nitzuk Hebrew over here, you're relying on the fact that it became congealed. I'm the Ravina Larvashi, Toshma. Okay. So in Beishame the argument is, which the Gemara before referred to as Riri, has this connectivity, which like almost like an elasticity, that when you stop pouring, it pulls back. Part of the liquid which already has left the kli is pulled back up and into the kli. Your example of Eklam doesn't have that. Beishame says that's the reason. So Beishame holds up this idea of Riri. It means the Tanakhama doesn't hold the Riri. So the Mora says, so.
There and not there.
So if the problem is, if the Tanakhama would read the idea of, forget about Riri, this is Swar of Smichin, so Mikvah pool is Smichin, it's thick. It must be that's not the reason. The reason is because of Riri. And the Tanakhama and Beisham are arguing about the status of the Riri of Mikvah. Porridge. But anything else, which clearly does not have Riri, for sure is no good. It's not Mechuber. Someone says no. Midi Irya. Not necessarily. So the case of Devash Selzifim, probably should be Selzayafim, Tapichis, if it's considered Mechuber, is because Smichi, Meshum the Smichin, because they're thick. And the Tanakhama held that the case of Mikvah is not thick enough. And Halacha Mishum Riri, Beisham comes along and says, well, there's this other Svara Riri, which will help you. We're contemplating, according to the Tanakhama, that Smichin alone should create a din tuma. Should create that as mechuber as a din tuma. We're trying to prove from Beis Shammai that the Tanakhama's case is a case of Smichin. It's thick and it also has Riri. Both elements are true. So we want to know which one is the primary element. So the Mora says, if the primary element is that you have Smichin, so why does Tanakhama argue on the case of Mikvah? Must be the argument is because of Riri. Mora says, no, I can understand the argument is because of Smichin. And the Tanakhama's argument is that Mikvah, according to them, is not Smichin enough. Beisham says, yeah, but you have Riri. So then we could argue that the Tanakhama is ignoring Riri totally, and the main point is Smichin, not Riri. So we have a way to understand both ways of the Shaila, the Mechlokes of Tanakhama, and Beisham is understandable. It's not to rush. Holding on the rush and the Naman Aleph at the bottom. Second to last line. Kol Nitzik Tor. We mask him to her and Lesech mask him to Megan. If you're pouring from mask, which is Tor, in a kli up above, into a container down below, which has mashkin tmeyan in it. Hayyadim Taharim. So now, one of the Forshim says that whole phrase is really extra. Now the Pirish starts. Im Shavach Mashkin Taharim, Lesev Mashkin Tmeyan. Pouring from above to below. Above is Tor, below is Tamei. Hal Yoedim to her, Vein Nitzik Mechaber. The fact that there's this, the liquid in between, this long flow of liquid from the container above down to the liquid below, that Nitzik, that pouring, it does not connect the two sides, the top and the bottom. Parabasa the Saita Farsh of Yerchanan my Zifim is the word is Zayofim Shimazaifin or Say. They falsify it. Something which is Mazuyev means something which is and forged. What does that mean? Fishu'av b'yoyser, it's very thick. Masima b'mayim, menonikr, so you can add water to it, and it will be obvious. You take regular honey, you add water, it comes very, very liquidy. People will chop that something's wrong. You take this tavash, add water, nobody can tell. So you can get away, a person can get away with falsifying some of the honey and adding water to it and selling it off as if it's all honey. So it's very thick. Now we're not talking about the case over here Dafka that there was water added. We're talking about that type of honey, which is a very thick honey. So the Tanakhama says over there, Nitzuk is keeper. Shemen Loka Shemer Hashemen Karmer the Ksiv. It's referring to the place of Zif. We tell them the names of different places. So again, but the point is it's very thick honey. So that thickness allows for a connection between above and below. Or tapichis. Kemot tapichis bedvash, that's a phrase, the pasuk that says, Torah describes the month, it's tapichis bedvash. Mefarish ba'oruch, should be ki'is, I think. Yeah. Beisa shemen tuganis bedvash, like a dough, which they would fry in oil and honey. You use the honey like the oil, heat it up, it liquefies, and then you boil. Then you would fry the, you deep fry your dough in it. Sounds very sweet. Toshu av. So that's what the word tzepiches is this dough. So it's thick. Toshuav and it's mekaven. Even before it is fried, it's still liquidy. It's portable. It's thick. So that connects the tomb below to the vash in the container up above. Beshami says by mikvah al grisin and pool there is a nitzach kibur because of nishahin soled is lachareyan hamar oison mikli al kli, pouring from one kli to the next. When you stop the flow, so the remaining portion which is poured out up above will actually pull backwards its cohesiveness with the food above it, the porridge above it, makes it pull back instead of dropping off. Yesh nitzach loyichlin. Someone wanted to know. Remember, Chama wanted to know. According to the Tanakhama, is there nitzach by yichlin? The different Chama could boy. Going to the Tanakhama sheet. The Chama. Honey time of Maim is from this. Really, is the logic behind the Rashi as the Yofim. And tapichis is because they have riri. Karma shehem is soled this lachareim because they pull it upwards. Huh? Soled lachareim. The mishum the smichi. So the other foods don't have this property of pulling backwards, but they are thick. So then the food would be the same if the main point is the thickness. So to rush the Abul Vishame, loy can be boiled. The Shabbos is not relevant to Mishamai. Shum the Mefarshi Tamayu behead of Inesha, he said, let us lachareel. They are very clear what their argument is. Oh, they're both on me boil it. So the Chum, we have the question. He time Shum Riri. So the Rosh says, 1 second, they're arguing because of Riri. So why they are, and that's their argument by the case of Devash, because it has Riri. So why are they arguing the case of Mikvah? The Pligi Baha, and the argument between the Chachamim and Bishamai is they're born and boy Riri Tuva, Kidvash as a Yafim. They need a very strong Riri. Bishamai Amri, Af Mikvah Shal Grizin, the last boy Riri Kuli High. But the point is on the Kham is because of Riri, and therefore Arklam don't have Riri. There's no Kibur. Doma time of the Rabbanan Mishum the Smichi. So the Chomer arguing on Bishamai. Bishamai says the reason is because of Riri. They said, no, it's not the reason. The reason is because of Smichi. Well, therefore, other foods are Smichi. Well, I'm Mishum Riri. Toshma Kazais Min Chaleb Min Ames Pitichoy is Tome. Pirish Him Chayu. So they liquefied it. Chaleb mehutuch. So it looks like you find that they would take chaleb of an animal and they would liquefy it. So now it's chaleb of the person. So tome in Mishnah Bekazayas, if there was a piece of a kazayas which came out as a piece of a kazayas, and now you have, or it could be was larger than a kazayas, but now you have a piece which is a kazayas of it, it's considered one.
If we mean so we have, I mean, it could be you have this piece of chaleb, decently large, chop it up into pieces smaller than a kazayit. Each piece by itself is not metame.
There's no tumah here at all.
The pile is not metame.
Right.
So the act of chopping it actually produces a result of tiva.
Produces a result of what?
Tahara. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's not really. It's something. I mean, it's not really tahara. It's just you've cut it down to multiple items, none of them which have a shear.
None of them which are.
Yeah. Right.
What? Yes.
The Gabi Tumus Oiklim, there is a concept of sometimes we being together in a clique and connected, etc. I don't think that's true in Gabi Tumus, Dini Tumus Mace. Each piece less than a gazayas, that's it.
And then with the liquid, let's say we're talking about water. Water a moment.
Yeah.
So pouring water into a tree with something tummy in it. The water that's in the air is tumble. And it's only the water that's on the surface of the air.
So when the water touches.
If the water that's in the air is tumble, then even if several inches of it was to go back into the upper vessel, how would it be matame?
Well, it does, it's not matame. You're saying that. They were saying it's not matame.
Right.
By honey, there by this type of honey, because the nature as it pulls back, so that makes it, that's the more it's clearing, so that makes it, that thickness makes it that it's not just a liquid, it's like a solid connection. So that makes it, all of it's mukhabar tizza. So what's in the air is mukhabar, what's in the kli is mukhabar.
So it's not.
Defines a cohesiveness.
What?
So we look at what's outside of the kli, if it's still connected to what's inside the kli. That also means what's on the bottom is connected to what's above it.
Right. So it's not the pullback itself that makes it tummy, but rather the fact that it's so thick that it could pull back. Demonstrates it.
Correct.
Thank you.
So I can't repeat it. Hayim before, if originally it was in pieces less than a kazayas, hurim min chelav hames, they were just little purins, little pieces, crumbs, little pieces. No, he's not. V'itichon, and now he liquefies them. So even though now it's connected, it's still Torah. Can the sign with the sefer the oil is peridalit b'neishich worry adam enim chibur that a person put it together doesn't give it a status of being one. So if you would have two, in the case over there in the Mishnah, if you have two pieces of buster from the maize, each one less than a kazayas, you put a toothpick through the two and hold them together. So Hebrew on the main of Hebrew, it's not considered one unit. Because she tichur lo hoyu matame and the gave him exilsay. Okay, so before he liquefied it, so a person would just touch. You have a mass of multiple pieces, each one less a kazayas, and he touches one, he's tore. But what about if he puts his hand down and he touches five at the same time? So what's the halacha in that case? He's touching a kazayas, but each one is less than a kazayas. I feel like Nagaya Bekuloi, Laman, the less they Nagaya Bekhazu and Nagaya. So Mechugas Tanoim over there, do we say what's called Nagaya Bekhazu and Nagaya? That he's touching all of them together. See? So that means he touched a Kazayas. It's like he's touching and touching and touching and touching. Or do we look at each one is a distinct act in Nagaya, and none of them is a Kazayas? So that's Mechugas in the Mishnah. But the point is that they're definitely separate. The man islay yesh aim the mikro. He puts it over here. Do you have that? Your brother?
I do. In brackets.
Do you have it? You have it, see?
Yes.
The word nafshos, which is the plural, which we learned before, is written without a vav. So it's written. It's written. A feminine version of the word nefesh. Nefeshes. It's nafshos. So we pronounce it nafshos. So that's called yesh aim lemikra. We define it based on how it's read, not on how it's written. So that's what the Mechalik is in the Mishnah. In Oilus, whether you can combine Revias Dam with two Mason, and the Kama says no, Rekiva says yes. And the Gemara says, in Sanhedrin, Rekiva holds Yesh Hemel Mikra. So it's Chiburi Adam. Or, the Chain Beis, Chatzoy Zaysim, Mishneh Mason, Mesetas Oilus. So, if they put two chatzis eyes of bosser of a mace into an oil, we said there's a kazayas of bosser in oil, and the oil is tomei. Each was less than a kazayas. Yishar handling in oil tame. Abu b'magel loy metame. That aloch is a special aloch of oil. Which would mean That halacha that we said before, Akol Nafshes Meis Lo Yavoi, is specifically Dafka Lo Yavoi. That's Rosh, we're saying that Revi is Dam from two Mesim. The Torah writes in the Pasuk of Lo Yavoi, do not go and be in the same oil with it, because Maga is not a problem. Because Maga, we look at it as two separate things. Now, hold on. Very much based on oil. So the gear b'shnei chazoi neveil atomei, which you see, even through negia, a person touches two half kazayas of neveil at the same time, he's tomei. Yeshem the Marik Gun Shiyesh Vosam Ruda and Makabra and Yachad Kamashani Perak Horvaraita. So they're not totally separate. There's a thin strip of Vosar connecting the two pieces together. And then that scenario, when the person touches both chazayim, he becomes tamei. Okay. So the Rosh, the Mora said, "Bishul daitam ein nitzuk loyichlin." So if you don't say nitzuk, so chazayis sholem v'tichu nami litor. The chazayis and zayis sholem al ha'or. And he puts the kazayas on the fire. You have to show you nifrado tipa achas mi mokim chiburo machos a resichu. It starts to fall apart. So some of it liquefies before the other. So the same thing, you take a kazayas, you chop it in half, and then you liquefy it. It's not a kazayas, it's two half kazayas. So when you have a kazayas and you liquefy it, if it all of a sudden it all implodes in 1 second, fine, but that's not true. So as soon as you melt it a little bit, you have less than a kazayas. And kishachazor lo loyhabi chibur, you may nitzer chibur loyichlu. So what's connecting it back? Unless you say that the we look at, there's a certain connection in so even as it liquefies, it's still considered connected to where it came from, so it never left. But it's not a liquid, it's an oichel, it's a pourable oichel. So we argue, we said by liquids, ein nitzuk. But by this thing, which is thicker, we'll say, we'll have to say yesh nitzuk. Or the nitzuk Hebrew is connected. I was going to go into Bahari, the Kaw Mersach, Sholoka Muda, the Fuma, the Mona, the Karish, these are the Kulei Bahari Adari. So what does that mean? Kishanos Nalaish. Here, see, it starts to boil. All the kazayas, the fuma, the mana, the one whole unit of caleb through the boiling moved up to the top of the kli, and it melted there. I'm sorry, the karsham, and it congealed there. The hasha ise kulei bahari adori. So that all happened as one unit. Lo nifrid mimenu, it never separated itself out. It made itself distinct.
That is considered. It conveys that tumor until it becomes.
No, he takes out the word klumer. I'm sure he does it here. Abel imloy karash. Al chazur nafal the makarma. If it didn't congeal up on top, it rather fell back to where it came from. And on nafal yachad, it doesn't fall back in at one time. Al derech nitzuk. It's like pouring it from the top of the kli to back down into the where the liquid is. So it's like pouring. So why do we argue if it goes up in one unit and come down as one unit? So that's not true. It's not what fire does. Fire sort of heats it up and it goes up to the top. It forces a large amount up to the top. As it cools up to the top, the fire doesn't help you. It falls back down a little in separate as a pouring, which you're going right now in the tzuchibur. So if it goes up, it can go up sort of like the fire can force the whole piece up to the top at one time, but as it cools up above and comes back down, it doesn't come back down as one unit. It comes back down in the form of nitzuk, and we're going right now that nitzuk is not Hebrew. So Alma, time of the Beshamim, Mishum Ririhu. That's Beshamim's argument. Shall you there, Harir, Nimshach, Alomad Lachur, this. Like elastic bands, pulls it back upwards. The time of the Shammai. So according to the Shammai, the argument is Riri, so the Tanakama argues. Time of Tanakama. So the Mora is saying that the argument, if you say the point of the Tanakhama is Smichin, so what's the argument of Beshama? If the argument is Riri, we could argue that they agree with the idea of Riri. They're arguing how much Riri is good Riri. The Tanakhama needs a stronger cohesiveness. So it's media yahazim mishum the smichi, hakum mishum the riri. The Tanakama can learn it's because of smichi. Time of Tanakama la mishum riri hu, al mishum the smichi lay lo eklin. So its thickness is the point. And Shammai Sovra, I feel lo smichin. But Shammai is saying, I agree with you that these things are not. So they're not thick enough, but they still have this cohesiveness. But even losmichi harir mechabra. Yeah. I told us here.